We're a community here on this show. You know, we reflect what's happening in your life. You DM us, we take it seriously. We got this DM message from Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha needs a little help. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, this is random, but how do you feel about permission to change hairstyles?
Okay, continue.
I ask this because I want to cut my hair and do a bob cut. My boyfriend of about 9 months is telling me he's always liked my hair the way it is and not to do it. Now, I don't need to ask his permission since it's my hair. I've got a friend who agrees with him, thinks I should consider his thoughts, though, and another friend who's telling me it's my hair and I can do what I want. So what's your thoughts? Okay, thanks. Bye.
What's a bob cut?
Remind me of what that is. Yeah, it's what I have. It's like a little blunt cut. It can be a little shorter in the back, slightly longer in the front, or it can just be, you know, just straight across. But it's like, it's right around to like just below your chin, above your shoulders.
Is that similar to the Karen cut?
Listen, my kids tell me constantly that I have a Karen cut, and I've had a Karen cut for, as you mentioned, the better part of 2 decades.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kelly finds something she likes, and boom.
Well, listen.
Not a fan of change.
It's really what I have to work with, because if it gets longer, it looks thinner and stringier. So I keep it shorter. It makes it look like I have more hair. That's why I do it. That's what works on me. I have a long neck, so that works too.
Yeah.
Like, it all depends on your face shape, your body shape, what kind of hair you have.
So apparently Samantha thinks the bob would look good on her. And her boyfriend's like, no, don't do that. So, all right.
If she's got long and luxurious hair, I get it. Like, guys tend to like that.
Sure, I get that. I will say that my wife, over the course of me dating her, knowing her, marrying her, has changed her hairstyles several times.
And she can pull it off because she's gorgeous.
She does. She's done the like, boy cut. Where there's...
Did she really?
Yeah. She's done the boy cut where there's no hair hanging, and it's like, it's tight, you know, it's like a tight fade around the sides and back, almost kind of like pink, you know?
When did she do that?
The artist pink?
Yeah.
It was in her blonde era.
Was that before the kids? Because I don't know if I've ever known her with short hair like that.
Yeah, that was before we had kids.
Yeah.
So she did that. And then, yes, she's had longer hair. She's had blonde hair. She's had brown hair.
Red hair.
She's had red hair. She's currently has kind of red hair and kind of doing the crimp style right now. So, I mean, it's what she wants and what makes her feel happy, and
yes,
I understand
that. Yes,
but
her boyfriend doesn't feel like that.
Well, I haven't asked her boyfriend what his thoughts are.
Not your wife's boyfriend.
I haven't asked her boyfriend.
Samantha's boyfriend.
All right.
Samantha's boyfriend has opinions that he has voiced.
How do you know? Yeah, but I will say, I don't think it's necessary. I do know that when I've wanted to change my facial hair, ultimately she allows me to do whatever I want with my face because it's my face, and that's
what
she said.
But does she tell you that she prefers one look over the okay? What's her favorite?
Yeah, well, I mean, she likes the beard.
Okay,
and so
what was she feeling about the mustache era?
She liked it as a change. When I've talked about going back to it, you know, she'll say, really? And then I get the most feedback from my youngest daughter, who vehemently says no.
Yes. Well, that started as a Halloween costume, as Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And so, then when you decided to just rock it outside of Halloween, everyone was confused.
Hey, listen, it's my hair. I can do what I want. But yeah, you know, so I think, yes, to some extent, you can understand your boyfriend's concern. You can even say that, hey, you know what? I get it, but you know what? I'm just going to do it.
Trust me, I'm going to be cute.
Yeah, I think because as Becky just texted us, it's hair, it'll grow back.
Yes.
So if you don't like it, the you know, give it a few months, it'll grow back.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, my husband's gone through phases where he wanted me to grow it out, and then he was just like, are you going to cut your hair again? Because he liked it shorter. So I think ultimately it's you, and he loves you, and it shouldn't matter what's on your head.
And he should enjoy, because I know a lot of times hair can give you confidence, or, yes, or what you have rocking on top of your head, whether it's a buzz cut, whether it's no hair, whether it's a bob or long hair or colored hair or whatever.
Confidence is
confidence.
Sexy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's whatever makes you feel confident.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and Danny says, I think he can have an opinion, but she doesn't have to give that opinion any weight in making her decision.
Yeah, so Samantha, you have Kelly and my backing in You Do You, Baby Boo. And
I can attest the bob is cute.
Yeah, Kelly, listen, you may do it, and that may be your haircut for the next 30 years.
Trust me, I'm an expert. Been hanging with it for a while.
All right. Well, good luck, Samantha. And hey, send us a pic of when you do it, because we'd,
yes,
love to see it. All right.
Cute.
All right. That's diving into the DMs on 99.7 DJX.